get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Happy Easter to all you little desert rats out there. I don't know if you're in the desert celebrating Easter. I know you guys like to celebrate every other holiday out there.
Oh, this is usually the end of the season. So this is the last time that you go out. After this weekend, it gets too hot and the hardcore ones, Ed'll be out for the next
three months. I'll go.
That's what I thought too. Hey, we want to thank Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for all their support. They're at 2329 U.S. Highway 86 in El Centro. Service department is open on Saturdays. Parts, as long as the season is alive and well, is Saturday and Sunday. Just call first, 888-900-2804. No markup on any of the Stellantis products. Family-owned and operated, IVCDJR.com, IVCDJR.com. Alpha Site Logistics. Now, granted, the season's just about over, but if you're planning on something next season, you need to give these guys a call at 760-352-8583. They book real fast, especially if you're looking for a portable toilet, hand wash station, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. 760-352-8383. Well, it's been an exciting Easter for a lot of people.
Yeah. My husband went out on Friday for their Easter ride because we couldn't go out and go camping this weekend. I had a bunch of paperwork that I needed to work on this weekend to get done for, our big lakeside barbecue.
It's coming up.
We've named it the San Diego Off-Road Jamboree, and we're working on the website. As soon as I get registration open, it'll be it's going to be huge. We're going to do a huge announcement across social media. Saturday, June 24th at the Lakeside Rodeo Grounds.
Do we have a date at KUSI?
We
do, the 17th.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you sent me something. Yeah. Right, just double checking.
I covered that.
Cool, thanks. So I've been working with Adam with Clean Desert. We've got the sponsorship packet almost dialed in, so we've got that done. As soon as we get the website going and registration live, we can do a huge announcement for it and promote it really good for the next month and a half, 2 months, because hopefully by June 10th is going to be my cutoff for sponsors, so I can get everything printed, do an event shirt, and the whole nine yards for June 24th Off-Road Jamboree. I'm super excited for.
So what's the proceeds go to?
We have been in desperate need for a lobbyist. May Kathy Lynch rest in peace. We lost our lobbyist a year ago, and last month she unfortunately was murdered with her partner. And so we've been looking for a lobbyist since then. We were blessed with Kathy. We were so blessed with her. She took care of us. Her heart was in it. She was a Second Amendment hunting, outdoorsman, off-roading, fisherman. So she didn't really, she worked with us. She didn't really charge us very much. You know, we paid her, I think, $28,000 for a year, which is nothing for a lobbyist. Our new lobbyist that we're looking at potentially starting a contract with is double that cost. You know, we're looking at a minimum probably of 70, if not up to 90, for a lobbyist. And so if we can
people need to know this stuff. Otherwise they're gonna think, what the heck? We don't need to go out.
Where does the money go?
Yeah, they don't care. But if you don't let people know that this is not cheap.
It's not cheap at all.
Otherwise, you're not going to get the support. There could be somebody out there saying, holy moly, well, let me pay for a year. of a lobbyist.
What a dream.
Well, yeah, but you can't turn it down. You can't turn your head down.
Absolutely not. So we're looking at, you know, I ASA, we joined with ASA and CORVA a few years ago. We had the lobbyists for the first 2 years, and SDRC supported it. We created our coalition, the Off-Road Legislative Coalition, and teamed up with CORVA and ASA, and we held Kathy together. Well, since then, ASA has decided that they want to go into the back end of things instead of being aggressive and proactive and going after the legislation part of it.
They want to be reactive
and file a lawsuit against the legislation, which to me, it's more valuable. It's much more instrumental. You'll get a lot more done and accomplished by fighting the legislative aspect, getting certain words removed. Right. It's crazy how one word can be interpreted in, you know, so many different ways.
Well, and if you go
it's
reactive,
so important to
and
have
you
a
go
lobbyist.
To sue them,
yeah.
What's the first thing they do? Send that over to Fred and his 367 lawyers that's paid for by the state of California. So we don't even need to worry about that. Just tie it up in the courts and we'll never see it again.
Pretty much.
And that's
when you look at the Sierra Club and when you look at for the Center for Biological Diversity, when you look
ASA
at the money that's
that.
Up against us, you know, so we're looking at, my goal is to raise $40,000. If we raise $40,000, SDRC could go in and potentially pay for a lobbyist without having a partnership. Mm-hmm. And we could afford a lobbyist for a year. Yeah. And that would be instrumental. CORVA is a huge partner with the Off-Road Coalition, and they're still in it to win it with us. And so, you know, that is instrumental. Having Amy Garnett up in Sacramento is just absolutely instrumental. Mm-hmm. She is a key voice and player.
Okay, so that's the reason we're doing it.
Well, yes, we need the money for a lobbyist. We need to have active lobbyist up in Sacramento working through. We need software so that we can reach out to you and have the ability. So when we have it, just like how Blue Ribbon Coalition's been doing all the updates on Moab and Sand Hollow and Red Rock Canyon and all of the other ones where they say, you know, we need you to make a comment on it. So we want to purchase that software going with that as well, so we can instantly reach out to you and say, here you go, fill it out, and it sends it to your key.
Right. And you can donate online, the whole nine.
Yes,
you know, Jeep was just at Moab for the big Easter.
Yeah, yes. Easter Jeep Safari was last week. Easter Jeep Safari is a 10-day long event that goes on. We have two members that are there, Rick Moore and Jackie McNamara.
But guess what? That's all going to go away.
Are out there right now.
As an example.
Oh, it could be huge. It would be devastating. Easter Jeep Safari, what is this, a 50-something annual?
I don't know.
60-something annual
I have
Easter
Moab
Jeep
and the BLM
Safari.
On my agenda here.
And Jeep was there.
Yes.
Jeep.
Oh, they know. They're huge into it. They're not just Jeep. Not just Jeep.
No,
Rams
I understand.
Out there. They're you
Toyota,
can name them all. They're all out
Ford.
There. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And big names.
See, that's why I'm surprised the car manufacturers aren't jumping on board with groups like SDRC to help fight the fight.
Well, there is the SEMA marketing. They do have a large portion. They go through SEMA. So SEMA Specialty Equipment Marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah. So the aftermarket. So SEMA has a huge one. I get the SEMA emails every day. I get a SEMA email with something that they're working on and what they're doing. Okay. So that's what they go after is the big, you know, that they're with the SEMA.
Well, if they're going to give money, they'll give it to the biggest dog in the yard.
And that SEMA is the biggest dog in the room. Right. But how active is SEMA in
off-road.
What we've been discussing? Because, you know, are they involved in PISMO? Are they involved in that lawsuit? I don't know who the key players are in that lawsuit.
Anybody,
I know that there's two separate key players that are in
SEMA
that
board?
Lawsuit.
Do we have any SEMA?
I
do we have anybody
anyone.
From the off-road community on the SEMA board?
Well, I'm familiar. I know Shannon Welch just spoke there. She's huge in it. I know Kate from Four Wheel Parts. She just did a huge thing there speaking.
But you need somebody
the
on the SEMA.
Yeah,
board.
The women's SEMA. Yeah.
You need somebody on the board to keep poking the bear. Say, hey, don't forget. I know you want to do hot rods and you want to do customs, but don't forget the off-roaders because that's a big market for what you guys sell, which is especially
a really big market.
Yeah.
Huge.
A lot of off-roaders spend money on their vehicles.
Massive.
I mean, there's hot rodders and that other stuff, but
let's take a quick break.
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back. We'll talk more on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM
1170.
The Answer. All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
I'm thinking.
All right, this is The Answer segment is brought to you by Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. The Ashley family in Lakeside take really good care of you and every off-roader out there. Been doing this since 83. Just an amazing company. Like I said, family-owned and operated. They do it all from Oceanside, Escondido, and Julian, and all of San Diego County. If you have a problem with your AC or HVAC and you've got an estimate to fix it and you'd like to get a second opinion, which is totally legal, give them a call. If they can beat it, they will. If they can't, they'll tell you. They also take care of the military, discounts for repairs for seniors and military. So before you pull that trigger, 1-800-400-FIRE, 1-800-400-FIRE. And Wayne Miller Tire has decided to move up from just selling tires to doing alignments, brakes, shocks, suspension, transmission, radiator service, oil change. Push the button next time. That's Wayne Miller Tire, 619-596-2800, 619-596-2800.
Yes.
All right, so we're looking for a lobbyist. We're going to have a killer event, food, music.
Yep. Food's going to be Fern's semi-famous barbecue. We've got El Cajon Hobbies is coming in huge. They're going to throw down for bringing your RC car. So we'll have general admission and then a VIP barbecue. You have to pre-register for the VIP barbecue a week in advance. If you don't, you're missing out on the barbecue.
It's on the rodeo grounds.
It's on the rodeo grounds.
Or the parking lot.
Nope, it's inside the rodeo grounds. We are renting the entire rodeo.
You know how soft that dirt is?
Grounds, yes.
They pack it down when they're not having an event.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be in the packed state. This is for the arena, not the whole area. But inside the arena, it's going to be packed.
Gotcha.
The RC car people are going to set up two tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're going to set up a speed track with some wooden jumps and turns and stuff. And then they're going to set up a rock crawling area mm-hmm. where they can go slow and drive over stuff.
Right.
Gotcha. Create an obstacle course.
Gotcha.
So it'll be awesome. Anybody can bring their RC car. You just have to pay the general admission to get in. Paying the general admission gets you into the area. We'll have mm-hmm. some hot dogs for general admission if you don't pre-register and you don't pay for the VIP barbecue. But the VIP barbecue will have to know at least a week in advance right. to make sure that we've got.
Is this on a Saturday or Sunday?
It's going to be Saturday, June 24th, and it's going to be only Saturday, June 24th.
Gotcha. From what time to what time?
11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And if you want VIP, you go where to register?
SDORC.org, okay. But registration isn't up yet. We're working on that.
It's close.
It's almost done, hopefully,
well, you're
this
week. Still
a
couple of months away, so we're
good. Hopefully this week, though, we'll have the registration done and be completely set up so that we can do the email blast. I was hoping to do it last week, but we'll have the social media blast out. Worked on. I hopefully have completed the flyer as of yesterday. Got the sponsorship packet dialed in, so I just need the website to go live with the registration, and we'll be ready to rock it. Really dial in. I know I've got Dirt Design coming in for having a setup there. They're going to be a sponsor for us.
Will this be a Jeep show? I mean, will people be able to display their vehicles, or is it just an event within the arena?
No, we're going to have vendors and then a racer meet and greet. So we are inviting racers to come out, trophy trucks, hopefully some Terra Crew guys, and they'll display their vehicles. And then hopefully we'll do a racer meet and greet throughout the day, depending on who we get and how many we get. You know, maybe do a Q&A question and answer. So set them up where, you know, they for 15 minutes. Take questions.
They'll have hero cards to sign and give away.
Yep, that's my goal.
Probably
so
swag.
As soon as I get confirmation, I'm hoping that we can get something made for that. And
as you can see, that's what this is.
Yes.
For a sprint car guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah,
and the kids should love it.
I'm really excited for it.
Did you think about contacting a wrecking yard and getting a crushed car?
I'm working on it. I love
that. Someone
can
drive
idea.
Over?
No. You guess what the vehicle is.
Yeah, you have to.
$5. You pay $5. And if you can guess what it is, we'll have to give them something.
That's great. Ecology Auto Wrecking.
And then the wrecking company, after it's done, they come pick up the block.
Yeah.
and they could put their name on the side, you know, whatever the case may be, a little advertising there. But everybody I know that has done that, and then you got to rope it off so nobody can get in there and start peeling metal back looking for a VIN number or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that, I'm telling you, that'll be huge.
I'm really excited for it. I'm really hoping that we raise $40,000. I'm hoping we sell out. We raise more than $40,000 and we do good. You know, it's going to cost us a pretty penny to put this one on. So hopefully we make a bunch from it too. But that's the way that you gotta spend money to make money.
What about corporate sponsorship?
That's what I'm hoping as well. We'll have a couple title sponsors. So each of the jumps, the obstacle course, we'll have flyer flags that you can sponsor the flyer flag. You can sponsor the jump. So, and then, you know, we'll have banner space that we can hang banners up. Hopefully they'll be able to do vendors. So I'm hoping like Off-Road Warehouse, maybe Four Wheel Parts, maybe Vase. They want to bring in some stuff, maybe Clarence stuff, maybe, you know, do almost, you know, have a little merchandise
store.
Lifestyle Garage. We're going to invite everybody that we
Spoonies,
possibly can.
You know, side by side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should invite Fox to bring one of their vehicles with Fox shocks on it.
Just Trail Trust. If they bring the Trail Trust trucks, we wouldn't do that. That's a nonprofit that's working too.
Right.
And they've partnered with Clean Desert. So if there's a possibility we can get the Trail Trust Fox trucks in there, then that would be awesome.
And who's the guy that sells that insurance so in case you get hurt in the desert?
AirReach Medical. Yes, we'll have Reach Air Medical Network. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just renewed mine with the Fly You
and
Home.
And BLM?
It was $239 for everything with my Fly You Home. Covers everybody
every
in
penny.
My household for
every,
it.
That's worth every penny.
Yes.
Because just to if you have to pay that on your own, gang, you're talking shitloads of money.
Yeah. Actually, Nick Farmer just posted in Desert Whips yesterday, and he's like, if you don't get AirReach Medical, he's like, my helicopter ride from Glamis to Palm Springs Hospital would have been $85,000. That's what my uncle's medical, his helicopter ride from McCain Valley when he crashed his quad in McCain Valley and he had to go to Scripps Memorial in Kearney Mesa. That was $89,000. After his insurance paid $20,000. So that was a $109,000 helicopter ride, and he got slapped with an $89,000 bill.
Versus a couple hundred dollar insurance policy.
And they'll fly you wherever you want. So worth it, you know, just to have that little extra peace of mind.
Right.
So we did the Lost Lizard Fun Run, and we made pretty good money, but not quite enough to cover our regular expenses and a lobbyist.
Yeah.
Even our share of if we go with Corva, it's still just a little short. Mm-hmm. So we're planning this event just to fill up the gap so we can go ahead and get back into business. And there's stuff that we need someone to help us with in Sacramento. And Amy lives up there and she can do stuff, and she has been. Like that meeting you went to in Palm Springs, I don't know if you knew that she's responsible for that.
Yes.
But she's not in the Capitol, knowing all the different people and able to pull strings behind everyone's backs. So we're hoping this will be a big, fun, exciting, and profitable event.
Yeah. A memorial.
Hey, more work you put in, the better comes out.
The first one, so we're hoping, you know, the sponsors, we get more sponsors this time, so they could say, oh, we were at the first one, and we can make it an annual event, and then, you know, so that's a challenge.
Do you need volunteers?
Yes, we are going. We need security. We need a beer garden. We were going to have Pacific Island Brewery come in and set up a beer garden for us. We need volunteers to run the raffle, and depending on how many...
you got Chris Boyer emceeing it.
Yep.
He's already agreed to help us out.
We need parking help, so people to run the parking lot, people at registration, because you're to enter in, no matter what, you're going to have to register online to sign the waiver online to get in, the terms and conditions for entering in.
Good suggestion for volunteers, Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, yeah. We have a
connection. We talked about that
because
they helped us with parking at... the expos we did at Cajon Speedway in the early
2000s. That's what I'm saying. So you need to reach out to some scout groups to have them, just say, look, you volunteer, we'll feed you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's part of what we're going to do too, as well. But if you volunteer at all, you'll be included in the VIP.
But we'll need some adults. Yes. We'll need some adults to take care of the scouts or the scout masters can.
And we are not charging for parking. It's just help direct to the parking. Yes.
And let's not forget Girl Scouts. I mean, everybody always goes to the Boy Scouts. Why not the Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
Might be some off-roaders in the Girl Scout community.
Well, you know, we just did the Girl Scout thing with the Tread Lightly last month, where they took them out. They had originally had 30 girls lined up, but with all the rain and everything in March, they dropped down to only 9 girls that did the trail.
That's a heck of a drop.
But, yeah, but they still had a great time. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anytime you can get kids out.
And these were kids that have never been out to the desert before. They'd never been off-roading before, so it was their first time.
I wonder if you could use, you know, those the inmates, you know, that need community service.
Maybe not inmates, but just people who got tickets. Have to get community service.
I don't know who you would contact personally.
I've signed off hours
all the time. So we have the authority to do
hours. So if you're out there.
Speeding, you get a speeding ticket, you know.
So you have a choice. You can clean the freeway.
Yeah, you forget to
Or
clear.
You can come to.
Help us park people.
Lakeside Rodeo.
Yeah, any of our events that we do. So we have a May 6th coming up, Trail Maintenance Day at Corral Canyon, where it's a wheeling day. We're basically going to go wheeling and then trim the trails back as you go. If you make it back to Four Corners by 1 o'clock, we'll feed you some food. That's San Diego Off-Road Coalition and Tierra del Sol's teaming up to put that on. Hopefully the San Diego Four-Wheelers join us on that one. And come out. But that day.
Do we have a date for that?
May 6th, Saturday, May 6th. No, we don't have a KUSI date. Do we have? Do you want to do a KUSI date for that one?
I keep having to talk you guys into giving you free publicity.
I just forget.
Publicity. I don't know how you could forget.
I know.
Because name one other entity that gets the word out better than KUSI. Just
none.
Name me one.
None. Every and time nobody, that I'm on,
he doesn't think
for
about
months
it. You
after
don't
I'm
think
on,
about
people
it.
Are. I just had somebody this week say, "Well, I saw. Have you been on TV before? Yeah, actually."
But I mean, it just blows me away. You know, I mean, it's I have to literally twist arms and almost yell at people.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. It just kills me.
29th or 30th of April.
But I mean, well, I got to look because I mean, here's the.
We're just. Maybe you can
fit us in. Aren't you sold out
in
April already?
I'm pretty. But see, I can double. I mean, there's things I can do for special groups, but.
Aww,
I wish I didn't have
special.
To. I just wish that you guys would.
Actually.
You know who's better than you? South O Elementary.
Because
the minute they come on,
everything.
Before they leave, they go, here's our next year's date. And I don't even have a calendar for that year yet. They are so good.
Bo, if you're listening, you need to be on this for me.
Bo's good. Bo's better now. He did it like 6 months
Bo's
early.
Been on TV more than Dave.
Yeah, well, but Bo gets it.
Bo and Jay Jellison with TDS are helping us. Bo Niece and Jay Jellison. And so Jay.
Reach out.
Reach out to Dave because
right,
apparently I failed.
He's
mad at me
break.
Now. I don't like Dave mad at me at Easter.
No, I'm not mad. You're listening to SDRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to SDRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
PRMI Mortgage. If you have to do anything when it comes to your mortgage, if we got a guy for you, Chris Wiley. The guy is absolutely amazing. Been doing this for over 30 years, whether you're refiing, whether you're doing a reverse mortgage, maybe you need to do a variable, or maybe you're in the military and you don't understand how to buy a new home for a dollar. He has all the answers. Do not make a move until you talk to Chris when it comes to finance. 619-722-1303. S&S Off-Road Magazine. If you've just jumped into the off-road community and you'd like a little guidance, well, Steve and Sherry have got the greatest website ever, SSORMAG.com. Whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or a full-time hardcore desert rat, S&S Off-Road Magazine will answer all your questions and give you enough to read, look at, possibly buy, or sell at SSORMAG.com. All right, so next on the...
Next on, I have an agenda here. So I get the emails from the Blue Ribbon Coalition, like Audrey does and a lot of us do. And they are looking at out for our interests in a lot of the country. Not so much in California because Corva, SDRC, Cal 4-Wheel, a bunch of groups are working on it here. But out in Moab, they're sort of taking the lead and helping out. And in Moab now, the Bureau of Land Management is working on restricting camping So right now, you can camp anywhere along a route within, I don't know, 50 feet or 100 feet of the center of the route. And what they want to do is change that so you have to, you only can go on these 356 sites that they have found. So they've, and that's over like many hundreds of miles of trails. So while
it would be
356 sounds nice, it sounds like that's a lot. But when you go out there in all those miles, there's really not that many places.
No, you're losing hundreds of miles of trails with that.
And what's, they brought up something that's really crazy about that. That the BLM went out on these trails and they looked for places that had evidence that people had camped there previously. Like there's a fire ring or there's some other, the ground is disturbed. And they said, okay, these are the sites that people camp. So these are going to be the only sites people camp. Well, BRC pointed out that there's a whole group of people that camp with no trace.
Yeah.
They camp, and when they're done camping, you can't tell that they were there. So those places never made it into the BLM's inventory of camp spots. So the only camp spots that would be available through this project are spots where less responsible people have camped. And those would be only legal places to camp.
That's absolutely ridiculous. It's boss backwards.
So it's backwards, and it's just infuriating. And so there's a comment period open right now until April 19th. So I'm going to be sure and get some comments in on there. But I've never seen this kind of scenario before in all my decades of doing this stuff. And it's really interesting. So if you camp responsibly and follow leave no trace principles, you're being punished with the loss of your preferred camping experience. By only designating sites that show signs of disturbance, the BLM is creating a perverse incentive for users to leave impacts in order for their sites to be left open in the BLM planning process. So that's kind of crazy. Over in the grants, I look at green sticker grants every year, and there's a whole bunch of different agencies looking for money, green sticker money, to help off-road vehicle use. And one of them that sort of caught my eye was the city of Hesperia. So for those of you who don't know, when you're driving out Highway 15 past San Bernardino on the way to Las Vegas, you get to the top of Cajon Pass, and there's the city of Hesperia. Well, there's a lot of off-road vehicle use around there, and I don't think you're allowed to ride off-road inside the city. And the sheriff's department does a lot of patrolling around. So they are asking for money for patrols, and that's okay. But the amount of money they ask for seems a little bit excessive. So they want, for 300 hours for a sergeant out there, $118 an hour. For a corporal, 150 hours, $99 an hour. And for a deputy, 750 hours, $90 per hour. That just seems like the rates that would go in a big city, not out in a small country town of Hesperia.
I don't know. Hesperia's grown a lot recently. There's a lot of new homes out there. There's a lot of criminal activity, illegal dumping that happens. We just drove through there last month, and I mean, it's really sad. You drive through on the 395, the trash through there is
that's a different problem. Justify
this. Why does the general public, on top of all the taxes we pay for police, all the taxes we pay for sheriff, all the taxes we pay for highway patrol and BLM and all of these other entities, since we pay all that money, why do we have to pay for this on top of everything else?
So when we buy a green sticker or we buy gasoline in California, the green sticker money goes to this agency, the State Parks Division of Off-Road Vehicle Division of State Parks. So when we buy gasoline, a small percentage of that fuel tax goes to the same place.
Okay.
And that money gets redistributed to our community through the form of grants. And some of the grants, a portion of them go to law enforcement. And in general, we like law enforcement. We want the places that we off-road to be orderly and safe, right? So we want law enforcement out there. I don't know if you remember in the early 2000s, there were some big problems out in the sand dunes. Like people were setting traps and then stealing ATVs. There was even a shootout between some camps. Like it was really bad. And so we pushed a lot of law enforcement out there, and there hasn't been a lot of trouble since.
But who pushed them out there and who paid for them?
Imperial County Sheriff and the Bureau of Land Management.
And who paid for them? Sheriff.
Our taxes.
Okay.
Of course.
So why, you know, this goes right back to the red
kind of
sticker.
Circle.
This goes right back to the red sticker. DMV says, oh, we need $200 billion to implement this. When that sticker is going to come across Louise's desk to be processed along with the green stickers. See, it all, it just, I have a hard time, unless they could justify it, and if it's because they've defunded the police and they have no money, I just thought
that's
I'd throw that out there.
Well, it is a little bit, it's a little unnerving that we have to pay for this law enforcement.
Okay, good. As long as you're agreeing with me on this one, because
now, on this particular grant, I'm just upset that they're charging so much money.
Yes.
They're charging big city dollar amount per hour for small town, low cost of living. It's a place. So that's why I brought this in. For instance, the Imperial County Sheriff's Department, their cost per hour are a little over half of this.
Right.
And they're approximately the same amount of desert cost of living, the two communities.
Right. Yeah.
They cost about the same to live in, about the same to buy a house and the rest
of
it.
So what you're doing is you're paying overtime. What you're paying. I'll bet you're paying overtime.
Maybe. I see overtime. They say that we're charging overtime.
But I mean, how could you justify doubling?
But even time and a half, it still would be a lot. And I don't. If you make $118 an hour, how much is that per year?
Okay, so let's just say we don't bring them out. Can we still have the event?
What's that?
Well, I mean, if because you don't, you're talking about getting a grant to have them pay to come out. Is this a one-time event?
No, this is just over the year.
Okay.
This is not an event. This is just like the sheriffs. And a lot of sheriffs do get grants through San Diego County, L.A. County, Imperial County, San Bernardino County. All their sheriff's departments get grants. But for seeing a small town city.
Yeah, I think it's terrible.
Getting
a
high dollar grant.
I want to give you a project at work. Okay. Oh, you want me to do a okay. Well, I need $200 an hour.
Even though I'm already getting my
regular. But you're already getting your pay, and that's your hello. Yeah. I like being the devil's advocate, you know, because people need to know. I mean, if I just say, hey, Ed, give me $200, and you just lay down and give me $200, I'll put that in my pocket and go down the road. I mean, with no reason.
Some people
no justification.
Look at this as free money.
It's not free. It's ours.
It is. I mean, they look at it as free money to them, and I look at it as
ours.
I feel like I'm responsible for this money, and I want to make sure that the people who give these grants understand that some of these grant applications are not as good as they could be.
Granted.
So I read these, and I write comments, and I'm going to let them know that it seems excessive for this small inexpensive desert community. And that's why I put that on my paper today.
So let me ask you this. What did they do before this grant? How did they police that area without this grant?
I honestly don't live in Hesperia.
No,
I don't
but
go
you know,
there.
You know what they but did. They did the same thing.
They did the same thing
day.
Or people got away with more.
Somebody said, hey.
This is padding their wallets,
you know,
right?
How we can get some extra money? All we have to do is put a grant in here, and those stupid off-roaders, they'll never know. They'll just okay it, and we'll get $130 an hour. I know, I'm being facetious, but you know what I mean?
No, but you're right. That people look at this and like, oh, here's some easy found money.
Yeah.
Like the San Diego City Police a couple years ago. Remember we talked about that? They wanted ATVs and UTVs and salaries for patrolling San Diego beaches. Never mentioning any relationship to the lifeguards who have the power to arrest.
Yeah.
And they have vehicles. They have a ATV.
They have a
fleet. And not only do the lifeguards watch the beach, but they also watch the water. right? If you're drowning in the water, they can also.
Yeah, I know.
And I've never, and I'm a surfer, and I've never seen an off-roader.
And what do you want to bet if you said, okay, not a problem, police department, you're going to get a 90 three-wheeler, you're going to get a 90. Oh, no. We got to have a quad. No, it's got to be a 1,000.
It's got to be first rate. Yeah.
It's got to be four-wheel drive. It's got to be twin turbo. No.
I've been reading grants for a long time every year. And like City of Hesperia applies every year. That San Diego City one, they applied that one time. I've never seen them before or after.
Yeah, well.
We kind of scared them away with the comments. So I feel good about that. They need to be accountable.
If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
And we like to have our off-road areas patrolled. We want to have peace, order, civility, safety in our off-road areas. And Audrey loves the Imperial Sand Dunes. And that's a place where a lot of people go at one time, and there's the potential for bad behavior. And
I think the biggest weekend this season, they recorded over 120,000 people in one weekend.
Have you ever witnessed bad behavior out in the dunes, Audrey?
Please. On that, take a quick break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by the Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry, two locations. They support the Trust Restaurant Group, if you know anything about them. 2855 Elkhorn Boulevards in San Diego. They are absolutely phenomenal. They do nothing but top-of-the-line beef, chicken, and pork. Check them out, the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. By the way, I can hear you. But that's for coughing. That's not for garbly gooking. Anywho, so let's talk asphalt.
Okay. I've been waiting for this.
I wanted to save it for the last.
I know.
And I was out there last weekend, so I want to hear.
Me too. I was out there. I was in Joshua Tree last week, and I had time to kill.
So let's
start
this scenario. Okay. So let's start the scenario.
No, I went up to Joshua Tree and killed. I had 3 hours to kill.
Start the scenario from A to Z.
Well, this week on Monday, some friends of ours were out in Joshua Tree, and they saw a company work truck with a company name and logo and their DOT number on the side of it, illegally dumping thousands of pounds of asphalt in Joshua Tree National Forest.
Why were they doing that?
You know, my best guess, because I do government work, and when I looked up the DOT, there was a mainly government contracts at 29 Palms Marine Base for what this company does. And so more than likely, I think what they did is they underbid by thousands of dollars to win the bid and get the contract, and then they go and they illegally dump the trash out in the desert so that they can cut their costs and cut the corners and win the bid.
But we're not talking beer cans, newspapers, and toilet paper.
We're talking about this is a communications company that went in and installed, so they have asphalt and concrete waste that they don't want to pay because that's thousands of pounds. You paid the dump by tonnage.
Have you been to the dump lately?
I've been to the dump. I know exactly what it costs to dump.
I took my little baby Toyota 4x4. With a bunch of trash from Charger Steve's, $75.
Yeah. Yeah.
$75.
I believe it.
And my truck wasn't even struggling.
That's not very much trash.
Thank you very much. Okay. So they take it out there.
Yeah.
And they dump it.
They dump it for
they
free.
They got caught. Off-roaders saw, and it was a friend of Desert Cleanse Project, Colin, who was out there, and it's a small town. People are driving by. They're going to their home or
what
driving
the hell
down the
is
road.
That guy doing?
You can't. Yeah. So they snapped pictures of him. They called him out on it right there, and they just basically blew him off. And so he sent the pictures to Desert Cleanse Project. Desert Cleanse Project did a post on it, and within an hour, it was huge.
It went viral.
He pissed people off that he didn't want to piss off.
Right.
So I guarantee you. I mean,
but then we got a hold of the owner.
We did get a hold of the owner. The owner claims to not know and says that he was unaware of the situation and that it was his employees. But this is a small company. We're talking three people, including the owner.
It's not a small employee.
It's not a huge company.
As small as a company can be.
And it had a dump trailer.
So
they knew they were going to dump it someplace.
Yes. They knew they were going to dump it somewhere. They had the hydraulic dump trailer. There's a photo of the truck with the dump trailer completely up. They've dumped all the asphalt in the center of the desert, you know, in Joshua Tree National Forest. National Park.
It's a national park.
They called the owner and they spoke with him and he said he was unaware. He sent his workers the next day out to go clean it up. And they said, okay, well, we're going to check on it. We're going to go out Wednesday morning and make sure that you picked it all up. Well, on Tuesday, his truck and trailer got stuck out in the desert. And I guarantee you, because this went viral on Monday,
it's probably still there.
Oh, no. He had to pay a tow because I can guarantee you not one person that is in that community would have helped him because it went viral. I'm going to call it out. Can I? Call it out.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's all over the internet.
Because if he would have done something good.
MTC LLC on the side of the truck, right? And it's Mateus Telecommunications Company. Mateus Telecommunications Company, depending on which one you look at, LLC. But when you look it up on the DOT, it says that there's three trucks and three drivers, including the owner. Right. But then you do further research. Oh, I got my little keyboard warrior out. I was all going for it and everything. Do further research. It says two of the trucks are down and not working. And they only have one current registered truck that's going. So you want to tell me that that owner did not know what he was doing when he illegally dumped? You're out of your damn mind.
Now, it may not have been the owner himself, but somebody driving the truck. And you're going to let your truck roll out of a
three
job?
Three employees,
knowing?
Three,
yeah, I know.
You know,
including the owner, him and two other guys. He knew exactly what was going on. So no, that's undercutting the bid, cutting corners on the cost.
And I think he should clean the
desert for a year. I
think
he should lose all of his military contracts. I think he should lose all of his government contract, military contracts. That's the number one thing for business.
Well, we turned it into the military, right?
Yes. I 100% made sure that it was reported to the
military. Did they get photos too?
I will guarantee you that it was.
Now what happened? Well, you say they say they did pick it all up.
Yes, they say that they did pick it all up. They got stuck trying to get out to the axles. That probably spent hours trying to dig themselves out and get a tow out
there. And then a tow truck said, okay, I'll come do it.
Yeah. It was picked up. They did clean up after themselves and then go actually properly dump it where it needed to be. Hopefully we'll see, because that was Monday, Tuesday. And then since then they've been seen around town at least three other times. So you're in a small town, you know, up there, Desert Hot Springs, Palm Springs, 29 Palms, that whole Cathedral City, that's all small town. There's, you know, that in my opinion, it's just like East County. You go around East County, it's the same, you know, you're not. Every five people, not the seven, in my opinion. Every five people seem to know.
The town of Joshua Tree is a small town.
It's a very small town, small community.
It's way smaller than El Cajon or Lakeside.
So I think Matea should reach out to the community, not us, not San Diego, to the community, and do something back to apologize for what they did.
Oh, they 100% should. Because, you know, there
are...
We
should send this show to them.
This is not the only construction material that has been left. This is not the only concrete and asphalt in the area where this has been dumped. There are several dumps, illegal dumping spots where
there is
construction material. But these guys got caught. One of our community drove by and saw and sent it to...
Good.
That's a great question. Coincidence, because it's a big desert out there. Like, I was out there last weekend on our tours.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna go that far with a 5-ton truck.
That's true, but it's a big desert. There's a lot of dirt roads. You can go a short distance and be out of sight from the highway, and People do bad stuff out there. So we're very grateful that somebody saw them and took their picture and ratted them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about that.
But if I was in charge, I would charge them $500,000 fine.
Yeah.
Put it on the media. And I guarantee you, the next construction truck company that's thinking about dumping asphalt or plywood, they're going to say, wait a minute, that's $500,000. Maybe we better rethink this.
Yeah, not going to do it. I hope so.
See, but that's the problem we have in our society.
I'm not sure what the fine is. But
it's
really
never big enough.
They were reported to the police. They were reported to the DOT. They were reported to the military. They were reported to Better Business Bureau. Any potential way that we could go after them. The best one is San Bernardino County Sheriff.
What I want to know is, can I report them?
Can I report them to the IRS and ask for their receipts? Because can I look at the last 3 years of their IRS? I want to pull their tax statements. Yeah. How many times did they pay for the dump? How many times did they go to the dump and pay for the dump? That should be in their taxes.
I want
to know what they paid in the actual dumping. Because if this is a company that's working with concrete and asphalt, I guarantee you this isn't the first time that they illegally dumped. This isn't the first time that they did that to win a contract. I guarantee you.
Wow. That's just so
frustrating. That would be fun.
All right. Well, we're going to have to hit the road. But anyway, there's a barbecue coming up.
Yes. So we have a meeting this week on April 13th at 6 p.m. It's a virtual meeting for San Diego County Parks and Recreations. Please join in. Speak up. We're looking at adding an OHV park here in San Diego County.
Oh, I was talking about the barbecue at Ramona.
Voices. We've got May 6th, Corral Canyon. And then we've got June 24th on going.
That's it.
www.sdorc.org. Become a member. Get involved. Speak up.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.